This is Toby Sumter with your Cross Politic Daily News Brief for Thursday, June 11th, 2020. In today's news brief, you will hear how the World Health Organization is afraid of math. Steve Dace has colorful words to describe this problem. Communists are funding major American newspapers, and Heather McDonald actually does the math. And police brutality barely exists, plus some free and completely non-sarcastic commentary from yours truly. First up, the World Health Organization walks back comments after backlash. CNBC reports the World Health Organization walked back comments made Monday when one of its top scientists had the audacity to say that transmission of the coronavirus by people who never developed symptoms is, quote, very rare, which drew skepticism and gasps and hiccups and shrieks from physicians and others across social media. Others across social media, like who? Trolls? Do we know? That admission sent shockwaves through the world because they hadn't been reading the news, much of which has been locked down for months for fear of spreading the virus by people who show no signs of illness. Dr. Maria Van Kerkhove, head of the WHO's Emerging Diseases and Zoonosis Unit, said Tuesday that asymptomatic spread is a really complex question, and much is still unknown. We don't actually have that answer yet, she said. I was responding to a question at the press conference. I wasn't stating a policy of WHO or anything like that. I was just trying to articulate what we know, she said on a live Q&A streamed across multiple social media platforms. And in that, I used the phrase very rare, and I think that that's misunderstanding to state that asymptomatic transmission globally is very rare. I was referring to a small subset of studies. Blah, 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 wah, 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 wah. Studies show that about 16% of the population may be asymptomatic, she said. Some models developed by other scientists suggest as much as 40% of global transmission may be due to asymptomatic individuals, she said, clarifying her comments. Some estimates of around 40% of transmission may be due to asymptomatic, but those are from models. So I didn't include that in my answer yesterday, but I wanted to make sure that I bowed before the gods of the masses. Oh, wait, no, she didn't say that. She wanted to make sure that she covered that here, Kerkhove said. The majority of transmission is from people who have symptoms and are spreading it through infectious droplets, she said, but there are a subset of people who don't develop symptoms. To truly understand how many people don't have symptoms, we don't actually have that answer yet, she added. An asymptomatic person is someone with COVID-19 who doesn't have symptoms and never develops symptoms. Both scientists clarified that it's not the same as someone who later develops symptoms who would be classified as pre-symptomatic. On Monday, WHO officials said asymptomatic people aren't driving the spread of the virus, casting doubt on concerns by some researchers that the disease could be difficult to contain due to asymptomatic infections. From the data we have, it still seems to be rare that an asymptomatic person actually transmits onward to a secondary individual, Kerkhove said at a news briefing Monday from the WHO's Geneva headquarters. It's very rare. But now she sort of kind of walked that back because people were having conniption fits. Our friend Steve Dace had these comments on this on his Facebook page Wednesday. Yes, I'm aware the World Health Organization is now walking back its asymptomatic spread of coronavirus's rare admission it made on Monday and is now claiming up to 40% of infections are spread asymptomatically. Here's why that cannot possibly be true, and you don't need to be an immunologist, virologist, biologist, or anything else extraordinary to know that it is complete and total BS, a runny turd with corns in it. You just need to know 2 plus 2 does not equal 498. These are all Steve Dace's words. I take credit for none of them, and don't blame me. See, every single serology study done on this planet has come back with anywhere from a 2 to 20% antibody rate within that community, and the vast majority of them acquired antibodies via community spread despite never showing any symptoms, which also means far, far more people have had the virus asymptomatically than we originally knew about, which also means it is not mathematically possible for 40% of coronavirus infections to occur asymptomatically, because if 40% of all those asymptomatic identified in all those antibody studies had infected others, this is all in caps, the whole freaking world would look like Lombardy, Italy, and New York City, and it doesn't. The WHO is either a scam or just plain sucks at this. I've seen a lot of panic porn the past few months, but this is perhaps the dumbest. It assumes you're all freaking morons and can't do basic math. Then again, present company aside, millions of our fellow Americans have voted for Bernie, I don't need to know what my socialist plans cost Sanders to be president the past two cycles, so maybe this will work after all. Unquote. That's all Steve Dace. Speaking of which, I'm not sure how it's speaking of which, but have you signed up for our first annual Fight Laugh East conference in Nashville, October 1st through the 3rd? I know, it has to do with doing math, basic math. That's what we're advertising. This is a conference for people who can do math and aren't afraid of math. That's the bar. Do you like math? Are you not afraid of math? Then come to our conference. Rowdy Christian Media meets the conference world, not for the faint of heart. We will kick the whole thing off with beer and psalm singing the first night, followed by a slate of speakers who are also not afraid of math. They're willing to do math out loud in public. This will include people like Douglas Wilson, George Grant, Rod Martin, Glenn Sunshine, yours truly, and more. The conference will conclude with a massive Fight Laugh Feast Network mashup with representatives from all of your favorite shows, all on one show, all also unafraid of math. And we'll do a lot of fighting, laughing, and feasting, and then we really will feast together with food trucks bringing in dinner to close out the conference. Please join us October 1st to the 3rd as we build a rowdy Christian culture that is unafraid of math for God's glory and our good. Go to fightlaughfeast.com and register today. Communist-controlled newspaper pays American newspapers nearly $19 million. What could be wrong with that? What could go wrong? Nothing to see here. Daily Caller reports, one of China's main propaganda outlets has paid American newspapers nearly $19 million for advertising and printing expenses over the past 4 years, according to documents filed with the Justice Department. China Daily, an English-language newspaper controlled by the Chinese Communist Party, has paid more than $4.6 million to the Washington Post, nearly $6 million to the Wall Street Journal since November 2016, the records show. Both newspapers have published paid supplements that China Daily produces called China Watch. The inserts are designed to look like real news articles, although they often contain a pro-Beijing spin on contemporary news events. Shock. One insert from September 2018 touted an initiative pushed by Chinese President Xi Jinping, then the headline, Belt and Road Aligns with African Nations. The same insert ran a story titled, Tariffs Take Toll on U.S. Homebuyers, that asserted that U.S. tariffs on Chinese lumber would raise the cost of building homes in the United States. China Daily also paid for advertising in several other newspapers. The New York Times, $50,000. Foreign Policy, $240,000. Des Moines Register, $34,600. The CQ Roll Call, $76,000. It spent a total of $11 million on advertising in U.S. newspapers and another $265,000 on advertising with Twitter. Don't worry, nothing to see here. Nothing could go wrong at all. Next up, no police brutality epidemic. Heather McDonald in the Wall Street Journal writes, quote, however sickening the video of Floyd's arrest, it isn't representative of the 375 million annual contacts that police officers have with civilians. A solid body of evidence finds no structural bias in the criminal justice system with regard to arrests, prosecution, or sentencing. Crime and suspect behavior, not race, determine most police actions. She continues, in 2019, police officers fatally shot 1,004 people, most of whom were armed or otherwise dangerous. African Americans were about a quarter of those killed by cops last year, 235, a ratio that has remained stable since 2015. That share of black victims is less than what the black crime rate would predict, since police shootings are a function of how often officers encounter armed and violent suspects. In 2018, the latest year for which such data have been published, African Americans made up 53% of known homicide offenders in the U.S. and commit about 60% of robberies, though they are 13% of the population. This is still McDonald. The police fatally shot 9 unarmed blacks and 19 unarmed whites in 2019, according to a Washington Post database, down from 38 and 32, respectively, in 2015. The Post defines unarmed broadly to include such cases as a suspect in Newark, New Jersey, who had a loaded handgun in his car during a police chase. In 2018, there were 7,407 black homicide victims. Assuming a comparable number of victims last year, those 9 unarmed black victims of police shootings represent 0.1% of all African Americans killed in 2019. By contrast, a police officer is 18.5 times more likely to be killed by a black male than an unarmed black male is to be killed by a police officer. So let's add all this together. The WHO doesn't know how to do math, and they're afraid of it. The communists are paying our largest papers millions of dollars, and violent riots have been allowed to spiral out of control in many major cities, destroying property and businesses for a comparably tiny problem. Kind of like what happened last month with COVID-19. Or was that last week? Or was that last year? I can't even remember. In fact, Antifa forces, calling themselves Free Capitol Hill, have blocked off 6 city blocks in the city of Seattle, and they are calling it the Autonomous Zone, including the East Precinct Police Station. Reports say that the area is being guarded by people who are fully armed. Meanwhile, Cops and Gone with the Wind have been canceled. George Orwell got cut from Kindle. And the little kid show called Paw Patrol is apparently on the chopping block too. For what? A 0.0000002 chance. That's 2/100,000,000th chance that an unarmed black man might get killed by the police. Don't get me wrong, George Floyd's death was horrific. Justice should be served. But does that really justify this insanity? Compare that to the 0.19 chance an unborn baby will be murdered before it sees the light of day. That's 186 unarmed babies. 186 unarmed babies put to death out of every 1,000 live births last year. But if a pro-life organization took over a number of city blocks surrounding an abortion clinic or Planned Parenthood, how would that go down? How would that be treated? The point to underline here is not that this is rational. It is not rational. It's irrational. This is not coherent on any planet. This is delusional. And this is because God has sent delusions on our land and on our leaders. There is no cure for this madness except gospel revival. We are being overrun by madmen, demon-possessed men in the tombs. And only Jesus can heal this. But this isn't a Hail Mary, and I mean that in every sense. Jesus is our only hope, but Jesus is not far off. He is here. He sees all of this, and everything is going right according to schedule. He is King. He is Lord. Our job is to be faithful to Him now, right now, today. Serve Him gladly, and then be ready to move when He moves. This is Toby Sumter with your CrossPolitik News. You can find this and all our shows at CrossPolitik.com or FightLaughFeast.com or on our app, which you can download at your favorite app store. Just search Fight, Laugh, Feast. Our app is the only way to get in the bullpen with Mark Dewey. Support Rowdy Christian Media and become a Fight, Laugh, Feast club member. And for a limited time, get your very own Fight, Laugh, Feast t-shirt. And $100 off your registration for our first annual Fight, Laugh, Feast conference, where we hope to meet many of you in Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st through the 3rd. Go to Fight, Laugh, Feast. Register now. Send an email to contact@crossbaltic.com. Get your $100 off coupon. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.